Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news, brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Jim Grasso and Michael Best discuss Republican plans to repeal Obamacare after President Donald Trump signed an executive order to ease several provisions of the law. They speak with Alden Bianchi, a member at Mintz, Levin and Abby Gluck, faculty director of the Solomon Center for Health Law and Policy at Yale University.
Abby, can the administration refuse to enforce the two mandates to purchase insurance and to have employers provide insurance if they have 50 or more employees?
The executive order makes very clear that the agencies can only act to the extent authorized by law. With respect to the individual mandate, the requirement that everybody has to get themselves insured or pay a tax, a very controversial requirement under the Affordable Care Act, as a legal matter, it's very unlikely that the Trump administration could use that executive order to wholesale abandon the individual mandate. That would not be permitted consistent with the law as the executive order requires. They could extend some of the hardship exemptions that were offered by the Obama administration, but the exception can't swallow the rule. I also would just note that Tom Price, the HHS nominee and his confirmation hearings, also alluded to the idea that they were not going to use that executive order to wholesale stop enforcing the individual mandate.
Alden, what do you make of Tom Price's testimony where Trump's Choice for Health secretary repeatedly refused to promise that no Americans will be worse off under Trump's executive order to ease provisions of the Affordable Care Act?
The question is how does replace go forward? And I think Representative Price has been very cryptic in any numbers. We have no idea or very little idea from his public statements and testimony exactly what he's going to do. But we do have a comprehensive bill that he had, two comprehensive bills, one a pure repeal bill on the reconciliation and the other repeal and replace that Tom Price either authored or is a co-author. So we have his policy prescriptions. So we know, I think we know what he wants to do, and those prescriptions are very similar to the prescriptions in five other major Republican proposals. So I think we pretty much know where he's going to go.
That's Alden Bianchi, a member at Mintz, Levin and Abby Gluck, faculty director of the Solomon Center for Health Law and Policy at Yale University, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.